I've got twin 11-year-olds, so there was no question that my wife Frances and I would need to share the responsibility of raising them.
So, Ben, we asked you to take us into your routine by recording a typical day and reflecting on it. Let's take a listen to what a recent Tuesday was like for you. And it starts at 5:45 a.m.
All right, so the kids and Frances are going to need to leave at 7 in the morning. And so we have about an hour and 10 minutes, so I can start getting together the other stuff for the kids here. Let's see. Last night, I got some black bean soaking for lunch today for the kids and Frances and me. And when Frances got up, she turned it on.
Frances has gotten up even earlier, like maybe 5:15 or something like that, to get herself ready to go and take a shower. She likes to have kind of long mornings. And she'll get those beans cooking, and then I immediately get some rice going so that we could have beans and rice for lunch. And then I get the coffee going. And then I get the tea going because I like to have a little green tea. So that's the stuff that I'm sure of. And I need to go, and we have a little... like a cheat sheet, like an index card that tells us what the menu is for each day that the kids have for lunch Monday through Friday.
We've got granola bar, the smoothie, rice and beans and fruit.
So, you know, frozen fruit, I get that out, I get the yogurt out, I get the orange juice out.
Start out with some orange juice.
I throw all this stuff in the blender, I get that thing rolling.
When, I've got a lot to do. It's almost like a challenge to see how efficient can I be. 6 a.m., time to wake up the kids. Good morning. Morning, Kyle.
Hi.
Hi. Good morning, Aaron. How you doing, Kyle?
Good.
Good. 6 o'clock.
So we'll all sit down and we'll, you know, sit with the paper if we've got that, and otherwise we'll just maybe stare into space. I usually get up from breakfast early because I know I got to get that beans and rice together. I'm like, oh, it's 6:45.
It's 6:59.
Just a big rush until 7. And then they get out the door, usually like actually like 7:10. And then I actually have a little bit of time to myself. I try to go surfing. I try to do that pretty much every morning if I can once the kids get out the door. And that's like my alone time. I don't have to think about anything. I do that for a little while, usually really not all that long, maybe like half an hour or something. Come back in, get myself ready to go, get all my stuff together, jump in the shower, you know, and then at 9 a.m., I have my earbuds on and plugged into my phone, and I have a conference call
right
for work.
I'm heading out the door, so if you hear any like kind of like banging, it's my garage door and so forth. But Jeremy, you want to start us off into the digest?
And then I get on my bike and bike to work. It's an 8-mile ride. And usually for most of that ride, I'm leading a conference call with my colleagues. And that builds the exercise that I need into my work day. And I got to get to work, but I'm definitely multitasking. And then my busy day is off and running. I definitely, when I became a father, I knew that I wanted to be a really involved parent. But it hasn't always stayed right up front in my mind. I don't think growing up I even had any concept of something like 50-50. I think that if it was like 20-80, maybe that was something that was, you know, fair or right or expected. I mean, you know, I was a kid in like the 70s and 80s. And my dad, he had a job. It kept him really busy. My mom made the meals. She took me to the things I needed to go to. And I don't know that they talked about that balance, but that was a different time, you know, definitely coming out of an era of like dads are working, you know, and moms are homemakers and that kind of thing. And my mom worked full time too. So it's like the transition was happening, but, you know, it wasn't really there yet. Now, my wife works full time and she takes care of a lot of stuff at home, and she will tell me if I'm not paying the attention that I could. to the family. And there's times when I'm not, because I get caught up in other things.
But what about, like, Karen and me?
Well, I think it has to be cooked fish.
Tuesdays, that's the other thing. Like, you know, that day is busy from early until late, because the next day's menu that has sushi on it, we decided we were going to make sushi for our kids. And so we make that the night before. We make that Tuesday night. So we make sushi rice, and then we blend all that stuff together. But we do that together, and that's a nice little thing that Francis and I have.
Are you just going to roll yours without a roller?
Oh, psh, I always forget.
Then I'll just roll mine on the side.
No, we got two rollers.
We used to, you know, kind of measure a little bit more, I think, who was doing what, you know. And I think the 50-50 doesn't matter as much as long as we know we're doing what we can and we're communicating with each other.
Mom, I'm actually a lot farther than I thought in my Mandarin book.
I do think the more that I practice it, as long as I'm conscious of it, that, you know, I'm doing it pretty much the right way. But you know, I'm going to go home tonight after saying that, and it's all going to be all messed up because I'm going to have it all wrong, and I was just fooling myself.
So I should just do my shovel after astronomy?